With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. In a past podcast life, I hosted a show called Ask the Coaches on the Endurance Planet podcast. Athletes would send in their questions, and coaches Tawny and Lucho and I would answer them. Now, after a few years, it became a bit of a running joke on the show to point out how often our answers were prefaced with the words, "It depends." And "it depends" is more than just an inside joke, too. It's the truth. You know, so much fitness advice depends on so many variables that you should really be extremely leery of anyone who gives you a blanket prescription for reps and sets and recovery times. The variables that I personally consider as a coach, a writer, and a podcaster before I give any fitness advice includes, but are not limited to, where the athlete is in their fitness journey, how long they've been doing that particular activity, whether they've had injuries or illness recently, what external factors their life contains, their sleep and stress levels, their overall fitness goals, and the list goes on. Now, I say this to set the stage as I begin to answer the question of how long should you recover? And you know what? It depends. Now, recently I posted a video showing how I like to use my stationary bike to aid in my recovery between higher intensity exercises like burpees, let's say. The workout that I demonstrate in the video that I'll link to in the show notes over at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com goes like this. After warming up with some easy cycling, I got off the bike and did 30 seconds of high intensity, in this case, running on the spot with high knees. Then I got back onto the bike and cycled easy again until my heart rate returned to my aerobic zone. Then I got off the bike and did 30 seconds of high intensity again, in this case, burpees. Then back onto the bike and cycle easy again until my heart rate recovered. Then off the bike one more time and did 30 seconds of high intensity, in this case, jumping jacks, and then back onto the bike to cool down with some easy cycling. Now, in the video, I actually mention how I use a heart rate monitor to determine when I'm ready for my next bout of self-torture, or burpees in this case. The formula I use to determine what heart rate signals I'm ready is 180 minus your age. So for me, that's 180 minus 49 equals 131, or you can round it off to 130 for ease. This is called your MAF, or maximum aerobic function heart rate, and it's correlated with being in a state of optimal aerobic effort. But as scientific as this actually sounds, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Now, in this particular workout, I'm aiming to make my rest periods as short as possible to maximize my workout time so I can get on with my day. So my goal for this workout is to put in a solid effort in as little time as I can. Now, generally, it takes me 90 to 120 seconds to get back into that MAF or MAF zone. This is a great approach if general fitness is your goal, but not necessarily if you're specifically trying to work on your, let's say, long endurance, and it's even less effective if you're doing strength training. Now, again, in this particular workout, my high intensity efforts were only 30 seconds long, so being barely recovered is okay since I only have to push myself for a short amount of time. If my hard intervals were longer, let's say, I would want to be more recovered. Now, otherwise, I'd run the risk of my form falling to pieces and I'd end up injuring myself out of sloppiness. So let's look at some of the most popular work-to-rest ratios that you can find. Now, if you search the internet, you find many different work-to-rest ratios that are given for particular workouts. There's the famous Tabata set, which consists of 20 seconds of all-out work and 10 seconds of rest. Then there's a one-to-one ratio, like 30 seconds of hard work to 30 seconds of rest. And another popular one is actually called the 40-20, where you do 40 seconds of work and 20 seconds of rest. Now, as tried and true as these intervals are, it's not hard to see how these ratios are likely based more on how cleanly they divide up a minute than they are on some scientifically derived value. But these intervals have one thing in common. They do well to work on developing what is called your lactate threshold. Now, to explain this, let's use that more intense ratio of 40-20. If you truly exercise hard for 40 seconds straight, you will hit the point where your muscles begin producing lactate as a byproduct of something called anaerobic respiration, when cells break down sugar to generate energy in the absence of oxygen. Now, the key is that when you produce lactate faster than your body can use it by pushing your body well into the anaerobic zone, well, exhaustion is imminent. When too much lactate accumulates, your muscles lose their capacity to contract and you're forced to slow down, or more likely stop, until your body can clear that lactate. But by giving your body that 20 seconds to recover, you allow the lactate to clear and you're able to do a hard interval again and again. And this repetition actually teaches your body to flush that lactate faster. And voila, you increase one important aspect of your fitness. You can run faster, pedal harder, or swim more aggressively for longer and longer. But again, just like that heart rate formula I talked about earlier, this works remarkably well if you're focused on increasing your lactate threshold, but not so much if you're focused on increasing your short-term power. Are you sensing a pattern? Well, if it wasn't getting confusing enough, let's throw in the difference between active and passive recovery.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
CIDP disrupts.
CIDP derails.
Let's be honest.
CIDP sucks.
But living with CIDP?
Doesn't have to.
When you sign up at shiningthroughcidp.com, you'll find inspiration and real patient stories.
Helpful tips, reliable information, and more.
CIDP can be tough.
But finding hope
just got a little easier.
Sign up at shiningthroughcidp.com.
Be heard, be hopeful, be you.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
And let's start with active recovery, or AR. Now, in my interval video, which I talked about earlier, I'm using a stationary bike during my recovery intervals to do a version of active recovery. The goal of active recovery is to clear lactate from the muscles and aid in the circulation of deoxygenated blood back to the lungs. And in some studies, active recovery has even been shown to reduce how bad and how long your muscles ache after a workout. Then there's passive recovery, or PR. passive recovery is actually, well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Your body stays completely at rest. The main place you might see this type of recovery is on the sidelines at a sporting event. I'm willing to bet that if hockey star Connor McDavid had a choice, though, he'd be skating in circles instead of recovering on that hard wooden bench. But by doing passive recovery between shifts, McDavid is able to take a shorter rest and then get back onto the ice repeatedly for the duration of the game. And then there's counterbalanced recovery, or CR. Now, this third type of recovery is a combination of the previous two, and that's why it's called the counterbalanced recovery. This combo type recovery was tested against passive and active recovery in a research study in 2020. Now, in that study, the types of recovery were administered between 200-meter swimming sprints like this: 15 minutes of active recovery, or 15 minutes of passive recovery, or a combination of 5 minutes of active recovery and 10 minutes of passive recovery in the CR design. The researchers concluded that a mixture of the two types of recovery was more effective in enhancing muscle reoxygenation after a 200-meter swim when compared with active recovery and passive recovery. But they also concluded that its beneficial effect on subsequent performance warrants further investigation. So, when we consider the best type of recovery, we find ourselves once again circling back to that tried and true answer of it depends. If the athlete's goal is to get oxygen back into their muscles quickly, then counterbalance design is best. But if the athlete is more focused on getting back into the pool to crush their teammates in a 200-meter race, well, maybe not. So, okay, if you aren't shaking your fist at the screen or throwing your headphones into the nearest dumpster at this point, I thank you sincerely for sticking with me here. But all this madness is to make one point. There is no magic number. There are some good guidelines, some nice and clean ratios, and some interesting formulas that we can use to give us a starting point, but the only person who can tell you how long you should recover is you, right now, at this point in your life, and at this point in your fitness journey. That's right, your equation won't just be different from your workout partner, it'll be different as you get more proficient and efficient at an activity. It will also change as you get older, or it could depend on how much sleep you got, or how much stress you're under, or even what you had for lunch. And you know what? There's nothing bad about that. In fact, if we remain in tune enough to admit when we need a longer recovery period, we will actually maintain our fitness better for longer and with less chance of burnout or injury. Now, okay, let me sum it up this way. If you're the world's fastest marathoner, Eliud Kipchoge, preparing for a record-breaking marathon attempt, you will work with a coach who will measure your performance and use a combination of intuition and science to approximate your optimal recovery time so you can potentially squeeze every last drop out of your training. But most of us don't need a coach to determine if our workout felt like good torture or bad torture. And we don't need someone to tell us whether we can barely walk or comb our hair the next day. And as long as we're enjoying ourselves and we're getting the results we want, then we probably chose the right recovery. All right, before I go, I just want to bid a fond farewell to two of our team members. Morgan Ratner and Karen Hertzberg are moving on to pursue some exciting new opportunities. And as much as I'm going to miss both of you, I know you're both going to go on to do some amazing things. So thank you for working with me. You've made me a better podcaster. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Play with those recovery times.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.